thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Paul, in writing to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, said, "May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless." If you were simply a spirit being, your spiritual potential would be unlimited. But you must constantly contend with your soul, which comprises your emotions, will, and intellect. And in addition, you have to cope with the needs and appetites of your physical body. Pray as you will, your soulish nature won't suddenly wake up one morning with a desire to please God, because it's always in conflict with His will. When you walk in the flesh, it will take you down the wrong road every time. Like a spoilt child, it must be disciplined and made subject to your regenerated spirit. Your soul, on the other hand, is constantly caught between your flesh, which says no to God, and your spirit, which says yes to Him. That's why your soul, your will, emotions, and intellect must be reprogrammed daily by God's Word. Paul says, "Let God transform you into a new person by renewing the way you think." Whatever you program into your computer is what you get out, right? Similarly, when you begin to think scripturally, you begin to live victoriously. The real action takes place in your spirit, the part of you that was renewed and regenerated when you were born again. When God's Spirit became intimate with your spirit, it resulted in a new birth. And as you grow spiritually, you begin to produce spiritual fruit. As that happens, you start to realize you are actually a regenerated spirit living in an unregenerated body. Knowing this will help you understand many of your struggles and pray, "Lord, I'm completely yours, spirit and soul and body." Be encouraged by these words from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.